Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I gather this became a big issue, so I'll get to it with the callers now. I gather that today it's become a big issue. This is an issue. Brett in Belmore, what's up, Brett?
Yeah, Michigan State should be embarrassed, and Tom Izzo should be embarrassed. I don't know what the kid did wrong. I don't know what Tom Izzo was yelling about.
Right.
Visually, it was disgusting.
Right.
His defense of himself at the end of
now
the
what,
game.
Now, what exactly? I wish I had the video because I have not really watching all the games yesterday and switching around. I did not see it. What exactly
right. So,
did
so
he put? Did he put his hand on the kid?
No.
Did he put his hand on the kid?
No. He didn't
okay. So
kid.
All he did was all he did was yell at the kid.
Okay. Well, yell is probably an understatement. Okay.
Can you tell me what he said?
No, I just told you that. I can't tell you what he said.
So you can't tell me what he said. So you can't tell me what he said, and he didn't touch him, but. Now, what did So what's wrong?
So a timeout is called.
Yeah.
And the kid clearly did something wrong.
Okay.
And Tom Izzo didn't just get in the kid's face.
Right.
He had to be held back and calmed down numerous times during the timeout. CBS showed both the coverage upon the timeout and during the timeout.
And your problem is what?
And I've seen coaches get in a player's face. I've seen coaches get angry.
Right.
It was as if the kid,
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that Tom Izzo should have acknowledged that he overreacted after the game instead of trying to claim that this is his job as a coach, that it's something that you need to teach these kids when they do wrong. There's a way to do it, and the way he did it. And again, I don't know what he said. And I don't think it was ever made known.
You don't know what he said. You know, he didn't touch him, and you don't know what he said. But you have a big problem with what he did.
Right. But his
you didn't like his facial gestures.
Right. No. Not even the facial gestures, Mike. The way he got.
Well,
in the
I have to see it first. It really sounds like an overreaction to me. Unless I see something different.
I would say it was beyond an overreaction.
Right. Well, listen. You're not allowed to coach kids anymore. You're not allowed to do that.
You can coach kids.
Well, then what?
You can coach kids. I've seen Coach K get angry. I've seen Jim Boeheim get angry. You see professional coaches get angry. Watch the tape. This was beyond.
He didn't touch the kid, though, right? I need to see the video. I didn't see it, but I gather, listen, this is what happens now. I mean, I just have to see exactly what happened because I didn't see it. I have to admit I didn't see it, but I know there's been a lot of reaction to it. Go ahead, Jose in Old Bridge. What's up, Jose?
Hey, Mike, how are you? I wanted to talk about the Izzo thing as well, and he never touched the kid. Yes, did he get really, really ticked off? Did he have to be somewhat restrained by his assistant coach? Just kind of like, hey, settle down in a way. But the kid had not hustled back on defense, and Izzo's teams, pride themselves in that. The kid didn't run back on defense numerous times. Izzo was sick of it. They were in a tough game against Bradley. I mean, I'm not making an excuse for him, but he's holding the kid accountable. And the kid is, Izzo is a fiery coach, and I had no problem with it, but I've been listening to numerous.
I have to again, it's hard for me. Mon, see if you can find it for me so I can look at it because I haven't seen the video. But again, unless it's something that I can't visualize because I have not seen it. But again, him being, I mean, all right, let's see it here. I'm going to look at it now. All right. Boy, we've gotten so soft. You guys got to be kidding me. I'm sorry. You know what? I've been around too long. You guys, you're not allowed to say anything to a player anymore. This is just outrageous. I mean, you know what? I mean, that wasn't even a day. That wasn't even angry from Bob Knight. I mean, that wasn't even angry in the old days. I mean, we got so sore. I had a feeling it was going to be. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, he didn't even do anything. He put his finger in his face. The kid didn't hustle down the court, but you can't say anything to kids anymore. You're not allowed. Mario, and you know, listen, they're playing major college basketball. You know, that this is not, it's been the NCAA tournament. Mario in New Jersey, what's up, Mario?
Yeah, hey, Mike.
I have
Mike,
no problem what I just watched. None.
Me either, Mike. I mean, I'm your age and played competitive sports.
You're not allowed to. Listen, you're not allowed to talk to kids anymore. You're not allowed to yell at kids anymore. And you got to give everybody a competition trophy. I mean, I understand that's where
exactly.
We are now.
So
that, you know, it's going to be some world in 30 years is all I got to say. Okay, yeah. when no one thinks they had to do anything tough in life. I mean, my God. I mean, how soft do we want to make the next generation? I mean, you're not even allowed to talk to the kids. He didn't touch them. He yelled at him for not hustling. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You can't yell at your player for not hustling anymore?
Yeah. Izzo did nothing. Your first caller probably has an entire trophy.
I mean, listen, I'm not trying to disparage other people, but that's the way the world's become. That's the way it is. You're not allowed to yell at kids. And listen, this isn't Little League where you want everyone to go out there and learn sportsmanship and try. This is major college basketball. These are scholarship athletes playing in the NCAA tournament. Well, let me see his comments, because I didn't see his comments after the game. Let me see what he said. All right. Michigan State coach Tom Izzo didn't apologize after Thursday's game over Bradley for screaming at freshman forward Aaron Henry in the second half. To say the two had to be separated was a little much. I watched it. He didn't, you know what? They got back to the huddle. He did put his finger in his face. He didn't touch him. Izzo said this after the game. What's wrong with challenging a kid that makes some mistakes, Izzo said. Aaron Henry, trust me, did some things that you can't do as a starter on a top five team at the end of the freshman year. They were effort related. I got after him. He responded. He made a couple of big buckets in the game. He did take some big free throws, but that's not enough. You know what? It's one and done time. The my bads are out the window. Henry said afterwards, I've sure heard worse from him, that's for sure. So to me, I mean, it just shows you how soft we've become. I'm sorry. I mean, he has no right to put a hand on a player. I think we're way past that ever being an issue anymore. No one should touch a player ever. I agree with you. You should never touch a player. But you know what? Being able to yell at a guy on a top 10 college basketball team, this is not Little League. I mean, and the guy's not hustling. I mean, come on. I mean, how are you supposed to coach then? Colton in Connecticut. What's up, Colton?
How you doing, Mike? I agree with you 1,000%. I'm a Michigan fan. I'm not a huge Izzo guy. There's nothing wrong there.
I don't care if you're an Izzo guy or not. The bottom line is
Izzo.
Listen,
nothing wrong with
I mean, come on. You can't ask your players to hustle. I mean, give me a break. I mean,
he got into him, and it's, as you said, it's coming down to the stretch. And as Izzo said, this is one and done. If you can't yell at your player, he did nothing wrong. I want my coach to get heated. It pushes me to do something.
Henry said.
Nothing wrong with it.
Here's what Henry said. I've heard worse from him. I've gotten it worse than that in practice. He said he was upset with Henry for not getting back on defense, and at one point in the second half, he felt that he wasn't hustling at all. I got involved, said Winston. Cassius Winston, the star player, said, I got involved because I thought that I could get to Henry better than the coach could. I didn't think the yelling approach was working at that moment, so I said, Coach, let me do it. So he said, that's why I got between them. He said, I thought at that moment I could get to Henry more than the coach could. Now, that's an interesting dynamic with one of your better players. He thinks he can get to the freshman player better than the coach can. Listen, some kids won't respond to yelling. You got to know what players you can yell at and what players you can't yell at. But that's coaching. That's coaching. But the idea that what Izzo did was wrong, as is what I was hearing about this morning, and I just heard a lot of comments about Izzo, that was the incident that we're going to get on Izzo about? The fact that he yelled at his player for not hustling down the court? Oh, come on now. We've reached the stage of, you know, we're not going to have competitive athletics soon. You can't yell at a player anymore. You can't discipline a player anymore. You can't say anything to a player anymore. The players want to run the place completely. They want to run on a pro level. They want to run everything. They don't want to be told anything anymore. And I'm not saying that every coach is right with how he acts. But the bottom line is, do I think, listen, if Izzo put his hand on Henry, Henry has every right to retaliate. And Henry's twice his size. So Izzo's got to watch putting his hand on a guy twice his size anyway. The bottom line is, okay, I mean, I could tell you stories about coaches that could forget it. I could tell you, I know a coach who, during an NCAA tournament game, decked his player in the locker room. I'm not for that. Famous coach. And wasn't Bob Knight. And they came back and won. They were down like 10 at half. And he was on his team, and the players started giving him some lip, and he decked the player at halftime. And they came back and won the game. It's a famous story, but I'm not going to tell you who the coach is. The point is, I'm not condoning that. That was in the locker room. But I don't think Izzo did anything wrong there. These guys are world-class competitive athletes. They're in the arena. This is not Little League. You're telling me that kid when he doesn't hustle up the court, can't get yelled at by his coach? Then where are we at that point? Give everybody a ribbon and let's go home. Give everybody a ribbon, a piece of cake, and we'll all go home. That's it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.